There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, Hanan Marafi is here, though, with some of the big news stories of the day. Not a Spice Girl in sight, although I do have to ask if you have a favourite.
I do not. Yes, I'm not a big fan.
I've heard you hum a Spice Girls tune before now. Merrily in the newsroom.
Really?
As you are. No, I made that up. I was trying to...
I like to whistle while I work.
You do. Let's talk about other things. Look, first of all, news that will affect people facing court cases. Serious story to start with.
Yeah, so Danny Norton has been down at the Dubai Government Excellence Programme today. Mm. This is taking place in the next couple of days at the World Trade Centre, and it's where various different government departments showcase their best practices and achievements. And the news from down there is that people who've been charged with a crime in Dubai will no longer have their passports taken from them. And this is because the Dubai Public Prosecution has announced a new smart bail initiative, which will instead see people's details stored on a smart system, preventing them from leaving the country. Ali Hamed Al Khatim, the chief prosecutor of immigration at the public prosecution, explained to ARN some of the benefits of the initiative.
He will help us to remove all passport we keep before. He will help the people to go fast from the jail. We help people to do the everyday activity, and also time he will reduce their cost.
So that was Ali Hamed Al Khatim. He's the chief prosecutor of immigration at the public prosecution, explaining some of the benefits of the initiative.
Okay, Hanan, so now we're going to move on to talking about online advertising and shopping, and that's because a new survey's been released. What has this survey found, Hanan?
So basically, 59% of online customers in the Gulf region are more likely to trust a brand that advertises on a premium website and has professional content. And that's according to a new survey. It's been commissioned by BuzzF Middle East Africa and conducted by YouGov in February and March this year. There were 2,700 participants taking part from across the GCC. It also showed that 64% of Emirati respondents said they're more likely to trust a brand advertised on a premium website. And it showed that half of respondents would be more keen to purchase a product when it's seen on such sites. To give you some background, the advertising market in the UAE alone reached 6.7 billion dirhams in 2017, which is equal to 48% of the advertising spend across the GCC. Now, do you think you're more trusting of brands that are seen on a more premium website? And why do you think that is?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
good question.
I think if, say, for example, if you wanted to buy some clothes and you see that you may have mentioned something once and it comes up on other websites, you're more likely to trust it if it's on a website that you perceive, I guess, to be professional, to be safe. I guess if you think it's a safe website, you're more likely to trust it. But I guess there's no real way to check for protection.
That's the thing. It's safety I'd look for. I always look for the little padlock. I suppose more often than not, people go for the big brands, whether it's linked to, you know, the Amazons or the Souks or whoever, the people that we know. But I'm a fan of the lacking in premium websites too. I don't want to deride those slightly rubbishy sites. But, I mean, naturally, isn't it? If you're buying stuff, you want to feel like these people are serious.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I can understand these figures. I assume, you know, it's people will feel it's more trustworthy if it is on a good site that people know. The results also confirm that it's not just about getting audience attention, but it's about the way in which you reach your audience. So it talked about a premium and clean environment rather than a social and cluttered one. And BuzzF Alton also noted that brands in the region are becoming more aware of this. Now, in terms of advertising, you know, we ask whether people enjoy watching ads. 65% of UAE customers prefer not to be interrupted with their online experience. And I totally agree with that. Again, you know, I must admit I'll shut a site or an app down if there's too many ads popping up. It drives me mad.
Same. I am exactly the same, Hanan. And you find this is happening more and more mid-reading something, an article or a story, and something pops up. And I just won't do it anymore. I'm just like, I don't want to read that often. It's not important enough.
I'm completely the other way. I love it.
What?
Yeah, you put a video on. I'm there. I'm like, come on, give me more video.
Random ads or ones linked to what you're reading?
Oh, I don't care. Any old video will do me.
Well, that was a leading question because basically 3/4 of those asked said they're more likely to watch an ad if it's relevant to the content or article they're reading online. Again, I can kind of understand that. It's when you get ridiculously unrelated adverts that pop up that is very frustrating.
By the way, I wasn't being honest there. I completely, it annoys the life out of me, just in case you're wondering. No, I think that's, isn't that everybody though?
I think some people are just like, oh, fine. And a lot of people think, well, really? This is the sort of, you know, I'm accessing a free website here. So, you know, watching an advertisement is part of the deal. I think a lot of people are quite okay with that. Some people aren't.
Yeah. On social media, I'm not really interested in looking at those random videos that people post, you know, generic videos, not really interested, but some people quite like that.
I also think there's a time period, isn't there? If it's 30 seconds or longer, you start thinking, hold on a minute here. If it's 10, 15 seconds, I think most people can deal with that. Or is that... No, you're looking at me with those big wide eyes.
If we look at... Yeah, no, if it's a random rubbish, yeah, it's sort of 2 seconds and I'm over it. But yeah. The research also noted that brand safety is becoming more and more important when it comes to digital advertising and that there is a need for improved systems to combat this inappropriate content. And, you know, that was also very interesting.
I know, I guess, I mean, it is, I'm just thinking about it now. But if we can move on, Hanan, to education. Now, this story is slightly different. There's bad news about a school in Sharjah. It's likely to affect some students. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yes, so Al Marifa International Private School in Sharjah has announced it is closing part of the school for the next academic year. I've been in touch with them for a more detailed statement, and they did confirm in an email that the ministerial branch section of the school will shut. According to reports, around 1,100 students will be affected and will be naturally looking for alternative schools. Students who are taught the American and British curricula will not be affected.
Okay, another school story today. From one school shutting a section to another celebrating, you've been talking to GEMS.
That's correct. So GEMS is celebrating the 50th year of its Our Own English High School. I've been speaking with Dino Varkey. He's the CEO of GEMS Education. And he told me this school really has grown. It now has 3 campuses and 10,000 students and over 500 teachers. He tells us more.
Today marks the 50th year of our very first school, from pretty humble beginnings, a single schoolroom in Bastakia in the old part of Dubai, 27 students, I believe, and 3 teachers. The school today has over 10,000 students and, frankly, has probably laid the foundation for everything that we as GEMS Education have been able to achieve since.
And that was Dino Varkey, the CEO of GEMS Education, telling us how the GEMS brand all began. And I also asked him about expansion plans for GEMS. He said not necessarily for this school, but he told me that he believes their brand is strong and that there are opportunities not just in the UAE, but also across the region for expansion.
Okay, that's the news for now. More details on most of those stories are on the the ARN News Centre app, I should say. That's Hanan Marifi from the ARN News Centre. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.